You're listening to a podcast from Media Access Australia, Inclusion Through Technology.
I'm speaking with Jack Tyrrell, an accessible solutions profiler at Media Access Australia, and he's legally blind. Jack's story is one of ability in action, overcoming obstacles and actively advocating to make a real difference in the lives of people with a disability, thanks to accessible technology and the support of Media Access Australia. On Melbourne Cup weekend in 2012, Jack Tyrrell, a Melbourne lad born and bred, suddenly lost his sight, literally overnight. Jack, you're an active sportsman, you worked at a golf club part-time, and you were halfway through a commerce degree at Swinburne University. Can you tell us what happened?
Yeah, so as I normally did after work, Philip, I went and played 9 holes of golf. Really loved my golf then, and I hit the first ball off the tee, and I couldn't see it, and I really lost in the air, and it was a really scary moment for myself, and I thought, what is going on? And my dad had glasses, so I thought, you know, it might be time, or it might be something in the family there, and then I went to go check it out, and it turns out after a couple of months of testing, it was something more serious than that.
Okay. And what was the name of the condition?
The condition's called Leber's Hereditary Optic Neuropathy, LHON, and unfortunately it's a genetic condition that impacts central vision.
Okay. And so how long did it take you to accept what happened and overcome the physical and emotional obstacles of what Leber's Hereditary Optic Neuropathia, is that the way you say it?
Yeah, close enough, Philip.
That condition brought about in your life?
Well, at the age of 20, it was hard to really take many things too seriously, I guess. And I sort of was trying to live on and just go with the moment and continue living life normally. And I think it just happened about 6 months ago. It really hit me like a ton of bricks, I guess you'd say, and really to get over that hurdle. And now after that, really, that understanding of the condition and understanding my limitations and what I can do, I really feel more comfortable living the lifestyle of someone that is legally blind.
Was that 6 months after you knew or 6 months ago?
Probably 6 months ago.
It took you
four and a half years to really understand everything and actually
come to terms with it.
Yes, absolutely.
Look, you were working at Vision Australia. How did you end up at Media Access Australia?
Well, it is actually a really funny story, actually. Recently, a podcast from Dr. Scott Hollier mentioned the importance of education, and that was a really lesson I was taught when I lost my sight, was to really have a really good education. So I wanted to learn more about accessibility, as it was a passion of mine and knew the importance of it for anyone with a disability, really, to access information. So I inquired about doing the PCWA and stated my interest for a sales career in this area to really get the message and advocate for change in the future. And the client solutions director called me back, and it was like a telephone interview I hadn't planned for, but I was ready for the change and really wanted to come to a company that was really advocating for this change.
So what do you like most about working at Media Access Australia?
Well, the thing is that I like the most thing is actually I'm passionate about this because I know from a personal and how important it is for me to have access to information and how critical it is just to perform basic tasks like, you know, everyone takes for granted, either like booking a flight or booking a hotel, you know. If it's not accessible, I can't do it. And to really call different people, to get yourself out there, meet different people and really put the message out there to make a difference on not my own life, but the 20% of our population that have a disability is really a passion of mine.
Brilliant. And, you know, you're a Melbournean.
Yep.
You're now in Sydney. So what is it like living in a new city with pretty much no vision?
Well, actually, it was at the start, I was, how is it going to happen? Like, how am I going to know where to go and what am I going to do? But I was lucky that I live with a lady who's an orientation mobility specialist. So she taught me some basic getting around the city and showing me where to go and the apps and technology these days that can help someone like myself is just incredible. It really can make a difference. I'm not sure how I'd be able to do this without an iPhone or technology these days.
So in terms of practical things, what AT do you use as part of your everyday work?
So I use JAWS on my computer, which is a screen reader. I use many applications on my phone. One's TripView, which is a fantastic application, especially when you're trying to catch a bus, because you can't see the number of the bus. You don't want to end up in Mascot. You want to end up in the city. And that's one of the things I have actually discussed and, you know, learned when the bus is coming. So that's been a critical thing. And making sure I catch the Hurstville train, not the Bondi Junction train. So getting the right platform and using the application.
Okay, brilliant. And anything else that you use in your working day? You have a screen reader, right?
Screen reader, so I don't use...
That's the JAWS?
Yes, that's the JAWS, so I don't use my vision to perform tasks. I have various dots and other things on different keys, so to tell me where the F and J and the Enter key and space, I can touch type quickly. And also I use a headset just to make sure that JAWS isn't too loud in the office. Because it does get a bit loud, Philip, sometimes.
yes, I can attest to that.
Yeah, and I think anyone that uses a screen reader out loud, it can be quite distracting for your other colleagues in an open planned office.
So what advice can you give others with a disability doing it tough and trying to find a job?
Yeah, so one thing is just seek the services that are out there to support you. Feel confident that people these days mean well. And to be honest with people and state what you do really need and what you actually need to participate fully in life. And if they can't read your mind, just be open to it. And that's how I have been at Media Access, and everyone has been very supportive in allowing me to achieve my goal every day of being a great staff member here at Media Access Australia.
Brilliant. So you're legally blind, yet you have some peripheral vision.
Yes.
So you can see that there's something there, but you can't actually make that out.
Yeah.
So I suppose in terms of when you get onto websites, you do rely on technology to tell you, like with alt text and so forth, what visuality you're seeing.
Absolutely, yeah. So you're relying on the website, you're relying on what people are putting there because you can't actually see it. My vision's like I can see things on the side, which help with, I guess, mobility. But in terms of the sharpness of the item, it's hard to see. So unfortunately, I can't see how good looking you are, Philip, but I know you are.
Thank you, Joe. And so when you speak to people on the phone, you're speaking to people in government departments, you're speaking to people who work for companies, big and small, sometimes also universities, education providers, not-for-profits. What do you talk to them about? What are the big issues?
So one of the things I'm speaking to them about is, are they actually fulfilling their obligations as an organisation? And are they producing material like PDFs, like their website and other digital material in a format where people like myself with a disability, 20% of our population, are able to access information? It's not just fulfilling their obligations, but these organisations could actually maximise their digital reach by providing this content in an accessible format.
So, Jack, where do you see yourself in 5 years' time?
Well, I hope to see myself still in this industry, hopefully still at Media Access Australia, and still pushing the message forward to corporate organisations, government organisations, about the impact, the importance of an accessible system, so people out there can have a real opportunity of achieving their goals they really set to achieve.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for your time, Jack, and for sharing your story.
Thank you, Philip.
This podcast was presented by mediaaccess.org.au.